Starling time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store giving instructions to Abner and Cedric. Listen.
All right, now, Cedric, you and Abner listen close to this so that I don't have to tell you six or a half a dozen times what I want you to do.
Yes, Mom.
I'm going to have the cook stove sitting right here. So that means we'll have to have a hole in the wall up near the roof for the stovepipe. Right about there. You see?
Yes, Mom.
All right, Abner, you don't need to write yes down on that slate you're carrying around. All you have to do is nod your head and I'll know what you need. James, I'll be glad when you get over that laryngitis and get your voice back again.
Hey, Lum, I've got something here I want to show you.
Well, just a minute, Doc. I'm busy.
You'll be interested in this, Lum.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Doc. Now, that ladder there is pretty heavy, so I think, Cedric, you better hold it while Abner climbs up and saws a hole in the wall.
Yes, Mom.
Here, I'll help you fellas move the ladder over this way about a foot. I want to be sure and get that hole cut just in the right place.
Doing a little carpentry work, I see.
All right, now. That's it. That's good.
My, that's a heavy one.
All right, Abner, here's the saw. You get on up there and start working. You hold the ladder steady, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I've got a good grip on it.
Well, what's the matter, Abner? Don't you want to climb up there? No, don't bother to ride on that dad-blamed slate of yours. If you don't feel good enough to get up there, just shake your head no. Granny, I wish you'd run out of chalk. Seems like all I've did today is read them messages you've been writing. All right, let's see it. What have you got down there this time? I can't climb the ladder because you've got it setting on my foot.
Yes, I thought that ladder was a little higher on one side.
Well, don't just stand there, Cedric. Lift the ladder up so he can get his foot out. Yeah, that's better. All right, now here's the saw, Abner. Better get up there and start working. And don't take that slate with you. Can't saw and ride at the same time. Don't jiggle the ladder, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom.
Little carpentry work, eh, Lum?
Yeah, I'm trying to get things in shape for my new restaurant.
That's nice.
Got to figure out where to put all that in restaurant fixtures I ordered at the county seat. They ought to be getting out here any day now.
Yes.
What was it you wanted to see me about, Doc?
See you about? Oh, yes. I ran across something that will interest you. I brought some of my other things down to my office this morning. Pictures, diplomas, one thing and another. And I ran across this.
Well, I don't see nothing.
Oh, that's funny. I must have left it back in my office. Now, just a minute. I'll run back to
the desk. Granny, I wish that phone had stopped ringing. I ain't got time to bother with grocery orders. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. L. Edwards talking. Who? Oh, yeah, just a minute, Mr. Johnson. He's in his office. I'll call him. Hey, Doc, hurry up. You won't on the telephone.
Hey, Lum, I found this for you. You'll get a big kick out of this. Here, take it.
Oh, well, good. That's Mr. Johnson on the phone there.
Oh, much advice. Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Withers. Oh, yes, Mr. Johnson. Well, now I'll tell you. I'm still having trouble tracking down certain features of the case. And when I find that, I'll be in a better position to tell you what's the matter with your goat. Oh, no. The goat's not dead. At least, I don't think it is. Well, no. What I mean, Mr. Johnson, is that... just don't worry. I am going to have to try something I've never resorted to before. I'm going to call in some outside help. And I think this will help me locate my trouble. Yes, I will. All right. Goodbye. Lum, where do you go to put an ad in the lost and found column?
Well, you can just give it to Squire Skimp. He sends in items all the time. He'll take care of it for you. Why, have you lost something?
Well, it's hard to tell. Well, Lum, what do you think of it now that you've had time to examine it?
Well, it's pretty good, but what is it?
Why, it's a picture of my graduating class, Vet College.
Oh, kind of dim, ain't it?
Well, it was a night school.
Oh, I see.
Taken right in the classroom by time exposure.
Huh?
On indoor photography, they use what they call time exposure. That's Emery Birnbaugh on the end there, to the left. Nice fellow.
Yeah, well, much obliged for letting me see this, Doc. I better get back to work.
I thought you'd be interested in seeing this. Emery was a brother of the photographer who took that picture, George Birnbaugh. You probably didn't know George.
No, I know.
Nice fellow.
Yeah, well, I've got to get...
Emery wasn't a student in the college. He just came along with George, so we let him get in the picture. Awfully nice fellow.
Uh-huh. Let's see now. If I have the stove over there where they're working, then I ought to have the lunch counter run along here, I reckon.
How's that?
I said if I have the cook stove...
That's Emery on the end. And next to him is... Well, do you see that fellow next to Emery there, Lum?
Doc, I've got quite a bit of work to do today.
Take a good look at him, Lum.
Yeah, well, all right.
You know him?
No, I'm feared I don't. Who is he?
Well, I don't know either. He was some friend of Emery's, came along with him. Thought you might have run across him on your travels.
No.
He photographs well.
Wait a minute, Doc. If Emery there weren't in your school and the fella next to him was just a friend of his, that don't look like much of a graduating class. Near as I can make out, there's just three fellas in the picture.
Yes. Can you pick me out in there, Walt?
Well, it'd have to be one of these fellas.
What's that?
Oh, I see.
Hey, Mr. Lum, the hole's done cut out.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I can hear it hit the floor. Now, the next thing to do is to run the stovepipe up through there. You'll have to get some wire and fasten it good and tight.
Yes, Mom. Does the hole look all right to you, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, that's... wait a minute. No, that ain't big enough. That stovepipe will never go through there.
Won't, huh?
The hole might be too small, Lum.
Granny, Abner, why didn't you measure before you cut it? No, now, don't come down and write me an answer on that slate. Just stay up there and saw a bigger hole this time.
Yeah, saw a bigger hole, Abner.
Granny, the only way you can get anything done right is to do it yourself, looks like. Cedric, see that he measures it right this time.
Yes, Mom, I will.
I believe that if he makes a bigger hole, that'll do the trick, Lum.
Yeah, let's see. What was I doing now? Oh, yeah, figuring out where I want the lunch counter.
Yes. Well, here, Lum. Take another look. Don't give up so easy.
Give up?
Try again. Pick me out in the picture of my graduating class.
Oh, that.
Want me to get you my magnifying glass?
No, I won't need it. As long as there's just three in the picture, that must be you right there. It's so dim, though. I can't hardly recognize it.
I thought you'd say that. No, that's W.T. Fetley. I am standing right behind him. You can just see the tip of my ear there if you look close.
Oh.
Should have a magnifying glass. W.T. Fetley was the owner of the building where this picture was taken. Man of considerable means. Was born in Vermont.
Was he a veterinary student?
Oh, no. My, no. He was a man 60 years old. 61.
Well, just a minute here, Doc.
That was some time ago, of course. He's considerably older than that now.
Was you the only student graduating from this vet college?
Oh, no. There were two of us. George and myself.
George?
Yes, George Birnbaum. You don't see him there because he was taking the picture. A time exposure.
I thought you said he was a photographer.
Yes, he was. One of the best in the business. Worked his way through the vet school with his photography work. Made the highest grades in our class. He now runs a bakery in Minot, North Dakota.
A bakery?
Yes. I haven't heard from George in, 6 years. Last time I heard from George... Lum, I'm not keeping you from anything, am I?
Well, to be honest, Doc, I do have a lot to do around here if I ever expect to get my new restaurant opened up.
There's probably got 1,001 things to do.
At least that. So if you'll just excuse me, Doc...
I'll bet you wish I'd stop talking.
Oh, no, it ain't that. It's just that I'm sort of working again time here. Got to get all this stuff done.
Yes, I know 1,001 things to do. Well, I won't bother you anymore. I'm going to put this picture up on the wall of my office, so anytime you want to come in and look at it, don't be bashful.
No, I won't. Much obliged. Let's see now. What was I working on?
Oh, say, Lum, before I forget it, you asked me when was the last time I heard from George?
I did.
I haven't had a letter from him in 6 years. But right after Pearl Harbor, Emery sent me a newspaper clip and told him all about George.
Yeah, well, that's...
Told him how he was among a list of 73 people in and around Minot, North Dakota, who'd signed up to buy war bonds regularly.
Well...
Those bonds are called U.S. savings bonds now.
Yeah, I know, Doc. Now, if you don't mind...
I'd better write to George and tell him that he can still buy them.
No,
you know, lots of people don't know that, Lum. They think because the war's over, they can't get those bonds anymore. But they can't.
Yeah, well, you write him, Doc. I've got to get to work.
Putting your money in U.S. savings bonds is a good way to fight against inflation. Now, here's how it works, Lum.
Yeah?
I'll tell you.
Hey, Mr. Lum, Mr. Abner's got the hole sawed. Want to come and see if it's all right this time?
Yeah, I sure do. Excuse me now.
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, Mr. Abner measured around the stovepipe before he done the sawing this time.
Well, good. That's the way to do it, all right. Yeah, that looks like it ought to just about fit. Oh, for goodness sakes. Abner, you idiot, look what you did. You've cut two holes there.
Well, you told us to cut a bigger hole.
Well, I know, but all you'd have to did was just make that first one a little bigger. Now what are we going to do with the other hole? Wait a minute. Hey, Doc. Doc, can I see that picture of yours again?
Oh, yes, yes, sure. You want me to go get the magnifying glass?
No, no, just the picture. I believe I've found a good place to hang it.
Better check with the graduating class first. George might object. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lemon Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.